The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm sure you can remember how very often in our teaching we got the idea that the world was bad, and in order to love God, we had to hate the world, so to speak. Well, the world that we live in, the earth, everything about us, is part of God's creation, and therefore something wonderful, something beautiful, and we got to appreciate. And that leads us to be able to see God in everything. Now, that's not always easy. Can we see God in what's happening in the world at the moment? Well, we don't understand always. You see, if we apply our thinking to God, we're lost. So we got to come out of our own mind and our own way of seeing things and our own way of thinking and try and imagine, that's about all we can do, that God is totally above us and beyond us totally. And nothing happens in the world, nothing that isn't part of God's plan. Now, it might be difficult for you or I to see that at the moment, that what is happening at the moment is part of God's plan. But I see it like that. And I know, and I keep saying this to you, if we are truly people of hope, truly, and not just, you know, making a mental assent or consent to hope, but if we truly are people of hope, we never give up hope. We never see that good will come out of all this. Hopefully it will be a better world and a better place. So that requires trust. So how are we to live at the moment? Do we live as resurrection people, or are we living as tomb people, believing that Jesus died, he was buried, and we're still at that point, we're in the tomb, or we're still in Good Friday? Are we resurrection people? Are we living in, do we show joy? Joy. If you look at that lovely phrase, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life doesn't begin hereafter. It's now. It's the now. The now. And are we people living as people who have been redeemed, loved, absolutely loved, and sure of eternal life? Or are we living as fearful, frightened people without any hope? Only you can answer that question.